Ditch the clocks and deadlines. Time is ours to define. In this world that's all mine, we let our spirits shine. Binging with benefits, sisters watching flicks. It's the perfect fit. Binging with benefits.
Well, hey now, hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now. This is what dreams are made of.
So we're dressed as, well, first of all.
Oh, hi. First of all, welcome to Binging with Benefits.
This is Binging with Benefits. I'm Becca.
And I'm Jess. And we're dressed as
Isabella
and Lizzie.
From the Lizzie McGuire movie.
From the quintessential movie, Lizzie McGuire movie. Yeah, welcome to spooky season, folks.
Yes.
Where every week of October, we're going to be dressing up in a different costume.
And I'm so stoked. Because the things we have planned, I'm like, I can't keep a secret and I want to tell everyone.
I know, but we can't tell anybody.
I know, I can't. Like, I think only the people that live with us know. Anyway, yeah, I'm so excited.
I'm stoked. This is week one of spooky season.
Yes.
And you know, we had to start with something super movie related.
Oh, of course. 90s even. Well, I mean, 2000s.
Yeah. A 2000s movie.
For 90s and 80s babies.
Exactly.
That's
exactly. Yeah.
So.
So yeah, we're coming at you as Lizzie and Isabella.
Sing to me, Palo.
This is what dreams. If you saw the movie, you know it. Otherwise, I'm so sorry for that.
You need to watch. You're missing out big fat freaking time because you're
big fat freaking time.
You just need to know that movie.
Exactly.
How are you existing on this planet? You don't know that movie.
Honestly, how do you have a woman in your life and you don't know that movie?
No, literally.
How dare you?
I don't understand.
I'm judging you. Yeah, so we're doing spooky season all of October. We're coming at you with different themes for costumes and different themes for the pod itself. And we're going to need some of your participation. So this might be a good time to do a little plug at the top here, and then we'll do another plug at the end. Mm-hmm. The very last week in October, we are going to be sharing your spooky stories. That's right. We're going to be taking submissions for the first time ever on Binging with Benefits. So we really hope y'all fill out.
Yeah, I want the crazy. It could even be like a sweet paranormal thing.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Anything.
Sweet. Like, I think our submission form we've called the Ghoul Gang Submissions.
Heck yeah.
And it could be anything super spooky, anything thriller-ish. It could be Glitch in the Matrix. Yeah. I love a Glitch in the Matrix story.
Absolutely.
Just anything that's a little bit crazy and left you feeling a little weird. We want to hear about it.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that submission form is going to be open from the moment that you hear this podcast. Mm-hmm. So October 1st through October 15th, we will be taking submissions of your spooky, creepy stories.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait.
I'm so stoked. I'm so stoked. So please tell us all of your creepy stories and submit as many as you want.
No, literally. Also, I was going to say, it doesn't matter if it's fake. We won't know.
I mean, let's try to make it real sounding.
Like, it's a werewolf. I'm like, what?
Like creepy pasta stuff. Yeah. Okay. We get it.
Pasta?
Have you not, like, the creepy pasta stories are like the stories, like it's basically like a fake horror story. I believe it was a website at one point called Creepy Pasta.
Let me see. Oh, how funny. I'm like, did I even hear you correctly? Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did. Creepypasta. Yes. Okay. So creepypasta.com is original horror fiction. So it's a place where people go and write fictional scary stories, but a lot of them are kind of stupid. Like,
oh, okay.
Have you heard the story of the girl? She's scared in the middle of the night. She puts her hand down and her dog usually sleeps under her bed.
Mm.
And she's like, the way she would comfort herself is she would have the dog lick her hand. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, okay, cool. So like one night she was really scared. She thought she heard someone in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So she reached down and was like telling the dog to lick her hand. And the dog licked her hand. The next morning they woke up and the dog was dead, not under the bed. So like, it had been dead for a while.
Oh, no.
And so they realized it was a man that was under the
bed.
Yeah. So that's a creepypasta story where it's like, it's so fake. Like, we don't
I
think
really hope
real.
So. I know. Oh, gosh. Your dog dies and there's a man under your bed?
Licking your hand. Becca's like, first of all, a man? Ew.
A man in the room? Gross.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
But
anyway,
submit your stories. We want to hear them.
Yeah.
And we'll share them on the episode that will go live on the 29th. So the last episode before actual All Hallows Eve.
Yes.
We'll share your creepy, scary stories.
I'm so stoked.
So link in description, link in bios. We'll plug it 1.5 million times in the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited to read this.
I know. But we thought today we would kick it off with some of a few creepy stories of our own.
Yeah, because I've got plenty.
Becca has 1.5 million creepy stories. We're getting in the spooky season spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry, not every single week is going to be too scary to listen to.
No.
We kind of mix things up here and there. But this is going to be a little creepy, some little creepy sessions.
Be like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think, are ghosts real? Yes, they are.
We 100% believe that ghosts are real.
Oh, you can't convince me otherwise. No. They're ghosts. I'm not even kidding. Like, ghosts are for sure real.
For sure, for real. And if that makes you think less of us, okay, bye.
I don't care. Because you're about to listen to all my stories and this will make you believe. Yeah. Let me tell you.
100%. 100%. We love it. So Becca's going to go first because she has 1 million stories.
Okay. So I actually had to text my mom and my sister, well, my mom and my two sisters, because I was like, am I forgetting any? Because I seriously have 1 million.
Yeah, she does.
1 million stories. And some of these are really, really short and nonsensical. And the fact of, like, I just kind of like shrugged it off, like, okay.
Yeah.
But it actually, in this room that we're sitting in good. Right now.
I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Lovely.
Well, I have a story for the room that you're in.
Yeah. So. Great. We're all torturing each other. Okay, so our grandfather had just passed, and for context, I don't remember.
Oh, really?
No.
I only remember meeting him one time, and I thought he was Santa Claus. I was young, and he was wearing red and had a white beard. I didn't know who it was.
Okay. I've only ever seen pictures. Anyway, he passes away. And then, like, within the week or so, I'm facing the wall. To my left is a big mirror, like a big floor-to-ceiling mirror.
Yeah.
And I'm doing something and whatever, and I'm focused on that. And then all of a sudden, I see behind me some men's pants, like slack pants, like suit pants, and shoes. Like, nice church shoes, you know, like a tux shoe.
Yeah.
And I could tell the pants were a little baggy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just like, whoa, who's behind me? You know, so I turn around. Obviously, no one's there.
But where did you see, like, did you see it out of the corner of your eye in the mirror?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't move my head. I looked, moved my eyes, and I saw it. Yeah. And then I turned around and I was like, who is behind me in a suit?
Yeah.
Anyway, and the only explanation I can think of is that it was my grandfather. I really don't
know. Interesting. I would hope it was grandfather and not somebody else.
I mean, I didn't feel scared.
Yeah, that's the thing with Becca is, like, I don't know, there's many, you have a few where you felt scared.
Yes.
But, like, with Becca, I have told Becca for years, I'm like, she's got to be, I don't know what the word is, because it's not like she's having visions of the future, like, where it's clairvoyant, but, like,
yeah,
she's just in touch with the spiritual side. And I remember when she started telling me about some of the dreams she had, I was like, Becca, you need to start working on your spirituality and, like, start getting in touch with the beyond, because they're obviously trying to get your attention.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, and yeah, so Becca's always kind of had this this thing where she sees this stuff.
Yeah, for like a week before my grandma died,
mm-hmm.
I had a dream that she had passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember not being home when I got the call. And then I was in Utah. And I was literally, it was like 10:58, and I was literally about to join a call. And then my phone rings and I'm like, it's mom. I wonder if that's about Grammy.
Was this was in your dream or this was now?
No, this is real.
Now this is in real life.
Now this is real life.
Okay.
So I'm picking up my phone and mom's like, obviously distraught. And yeah. I'm like, okay, this is what I thought this was.
Yeah. Interesting.
And then I immediately like told my team, like, hey, I'm not joining this call. You know?
Like, yeah. You're like, I'm sorry.
We're done. Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, no, a week prior I had that dream.
Okay, so there is a little bit of clairvoyance there.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's nuts.
Interesting. I need you to start having dreams about things that are going to happen for me, please.
I know. Well, I did the other day. I was like,
that's true. She did.
I did. I was like, she's interviewing. And so I had a dream that she came out of her room. We're all standing in the hallway. And I'm like, how'd it go? I think I got it. You got it. Okay. Yeah. Like, we were all celebrating. Like, okay, great. So.
Oh, I was going to say something about, I don't know what to call him, Grandpa Bill.
Yeah.
Like, we did not have a relationship with this man. And not so we don't all. Really know. Like, it's just always been Bill, whatever. Yeah. But anyways, it's funny because there's been like a few, this wasn't necessarily like a spooky type thing, but I had a reading done where I was talking to a gal who's doing my reading. And
you mean like tarot cards?
Yes, or, okay. Tarot cards. And basically she said that one of my spirit team was Bill.
Mm.
It's interesting just because we didn't have a relationship with him.
Yeah.
But what was even more interesting was that he kept mentioning my cousin Haley.
Yeah.
And he kept saying, you need to work with Haley. You need to get in touch with Haley. You need to talk to Haley. And I was like, that's interesting. Like, at first yeah. I was like, okay, that's really interesting. Like, maybe he knows a little bit about Haley just because I don't think that they've had any kind of relationship either. So like, why yeah. would he be so fixated on Haley? Then later on, as I, you know, became obviously like got back in touch with my cousin, like we've been hanging out a lot more. Mm. She told me that a little bit before he died, she had been asking her dad, my uncle, mm-hmm. about Bill. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, let's just call Bill. And so they called Bill, and that was like, and Haley had a conversation with Bill. So it would make sense that like mm-hmm. Bill was fixated on Haley because she was the only one that he had of our family and grandchildren, yeah. as far as I know, that he had ever spoken to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he is around. Maybe. I don't know. It's just strange to me because we didn't have a relationship mm-hmm. with him from his choice. Mm-hmm. And then partially like obviously our family's choice, but mm-hmm. like he chose to leave the family.
Yeah.
And then for him to, in the great beyond, come back and be like,
yeah,
trying to be like a guide. I don't know. Anyway, it's just interesting.
It's very fascinating.
But yeah. Ooh, spooky.
See, that's what I mean. It's like some of them aren't all spooky, but they are paranormal.
Well, they're paranormal. Like Becca has lots of like.
But I do have spooky ones too.
Yeah, she does. There was one time when I was living here. And Becca was, I don't remember what room, but the way the house is set up is like the hall bathroom is directly across the door from where Becca mm-hmm. sleeps in Becca's room. And I remember I was in the kitchen. You can kind of see into the hallway and you were in the bathroom. I think you were getting ready for the day. And I'm in the kitchen and like out of the corner of my eye, I see like just a dark figure move really quickly from the bedroom to the bathroom or the bathroom to the bedroom. I can't remember which direction, but I just saw a dark figure move quickly. And I remember like Becca has a very like, when she walks, her ankle gives her away. Her ankle will crack every single time.
I don't know
when
why.
It's Becca. I know. Mine does it when I go up and downstairs. So it's like, I think it's a genetic thing.
It's literally constant. It yes. doesn't hurt. I don't even feel it. I don't even notice it anymore. But yeah, you can tell when I'm coming. Yeah, my ankle
like,
cracks.
If I'm trying to figure out who's walking, like, I don't know, the hypervigilant kid thing of like trying to who's figure coming? Out who's coming down the stairs or who's coming down the hallway. Like, you know, the footsteps, like, you know, yeah. when Becca's walking.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like who, if I think about it, oh, I could tell if that was Becca, yeah. but there was no noise. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like Becca must be moving really quickly. Like she must be in a hurry for something. I don't know. Like, cause I couldn't hear her ankle. I was like, whatever. And then I thought about it again. I'm like, no, but I didn't hear any doors open. Like yeah. weird. So then I went and I like went to the bathroom and I like knocked on the door and she opened the door. I'm like, hey, did you happen to like rush into your bedroom and then rush back to the bathroom? And she's like, no, like why? And I was like, huh, okay, never mind. And she's like, wait, no, why? I was like, it's none of my business. Whatever ghosties are in this house, none of my business.
That's so funny.
Because honestly, like, yeah, we've had some like paranormal stuff in this house. There's only been a few times, I think, in this house that like something has happened that's felt like scary or felt mm-hmm. unsafe mm-hmm. or like ill intention. Most of the time with the paranormal stuff that's happened in this house, like I haven't felt scared or anything like that.
No. Yeah.
Like there's even like Becca, there's been times where I feel like I'm just telling all your stories now.
Which one are you thinking?
I was thinking the one that it smelled like Grammy.
Oh yeah.
There was a time where I walked past her room and it was after you had some kind of an experience at night.
Yeah, because I kept seeing a shadow.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, that's Grammy.
Yeah. I don't know if you had told that story already or if I just said something, because I walked past your room in the hallway and I remember being like, wow, her room smells different. And like, but it didn't smell bad. And I walked in and I was like, this smells like Grammy's perfume. That's so interesting. And so then I came out and I think I said like, hey, what do you have going in your room? Like, it smells so much like Grammy's perfume. And then you were like, oh my gosh, that's so weird, because last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy.
I'll tell the story of what happened in the room that you sleep in.
Okay. Yay.
You were sleeping in this room at the time, too.
I was, yeah.
So this was, you know, growing up in a 3-bedroom house with 5 kids, all mm-hmm. 3 of us girls shared a room, and there was a bunk bed, and then I had my day bed in there. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the night, I woke up to somebody saying my name, mm-hmm. like a man saying my name. This was, I was in high school, probably like a sophomore, I think.
Yeah.
But I woke up to someone saying my name, and I was like, what the? And so I like kind of, I just laid still and I was kind of coming out of it. Mm-hmm. And then I heard someone say it again. So that woke me up a little bit more, and I was like, what the crap? And so now I'm like awake, just laying in bed trying to figure out like what happened. And then I hear it a third time, and this time it's in my ear.
Ew.
And it was a man saying Jessica in my ear, and I flipped out and I was like, oh my God. So then I started getting scared, and then I felt something like kind of sit on the bed and like hit me.
Oh.
And I didn't know what to do because I was so scared to move. And I think at one point I finally got up the courage to like speak and say something loud.
Yeah.
And I basically woke you guys up.
Yeah.
And I was like, go get mom or pop or something. It's like I was too scared to move, and I wasn't even, I don't think I was facing the wall at this point because I was too scared to turn around. I didn't want to see anything. And like I woke, I think Allie must have gotten out of bed or something.
Yeah.
And she went to go get mom and pop, and they came in and like, you know, we said a prayer, all that stuff. But like I remember I did not go back to sleep, and I did not sleep for the next few nights after that.
Oh my God.
And I remember having so much sleep anxiety.
Yeah.
And like trying to do all the things I knew how to do at that age to like ward that stuff off. And I was like reading scriptures, like trying to fall asleep reading scriptures and like praying. And like it didn't happen again, but I was just so, so scared.
That's great. I didn't know it was in your ear.
Yes. 3 times. And the third time was in my ear.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Get out of here.
So I don't know who it was. That was obviously a long time ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like really...
I remember that, but I don't remember all those details. So that's crazy.
I know, from your perspective, what do you remember?
I just remember waking up and then, Pop coming in and like saying a prayer. And then that was kind of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember you saying, oh, someone kicked me. And we're like, oh, I was asleep. So it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Like, telling on how you. Would I kick you in your sleep? Anyway.
Yeah, no, it was really, that was so, I remember those next few days at school and just being so tired and so anxious about going home and having to try to sleep that night.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, so that's spooky that happened in your room.
At least mine was nice, but I'm just kidding.
Exactly. But you got to continue to tell the story.
The mirror?
The mirror story.
Okay. I was going to say, when we want to do that?
That
okay.
Right now.
Yep, now. Okay, so... let me just say this. If you haven't listened to the episode where I'm talking about living in Utah, this ties into that.
Yeah.
This is the other side of that story.
We allude to how something ends, and we say it ends in a supernatural way, and this is how that leak ends.
Yeah. As we know, I was living in the poopy house.
Yes.
The girl who lived there before me had this mirror, and it's just a mirror, like, $15 from Target or Walmart. You know, I mean, it's like one of those door hanging mirrors. It's nothing special. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she had left it, and I was like, oh, cool, great. You know, whatever.
Free mirror.
So I took it with me to my new place, and I put it in the bathroom and I hung it on the door, you know, so we could check our outfits and, you know, fit check.
Exactly.
So all the leak stuff happened, and progressively, obviously, it got worse and worse and worse.
Yep.
The ceiling fell through. Again, if you want all the details, go listen to that episode because it's.
There's a insane. Lot.
So much. So we moved from that apartment to across the parking lot to another apartment. And I put the mirror in the hallway on the door where like the water heater is. And so I put it there and think nothing of it, obviously. We have a leak again. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is happening? And then we were like, we need somebody to come in here and like clear our energy, because clearly we're carrying energy
that's like bringing something
following us. Yeah. So we had someone come in and do Reiki, mm-hmm.
And smudging, yeah.
Yeah, smudging, absolutely, yeah. And like all the things. I can't remember. He was like doing stuff on mirrors because mirrors are portals.
Yes.
Which I found that out. Uh-huh. Anyway, so he's walking through the house. He's going through all of our bedrooms, all the closets, the kitchen, every corner. He's clapping 3 times in every corner to like loosen up the energy.
Yep.
He's doing everything.
Yeah.
And he gets to the hallway, mm-hmm. where the leak is that now has been cleaned up.
Yeah.
And he stops and he points to the mirror that I got from the poopy house. And he goes, "Whose mirror is this?" And I was like, "Oh, that's mine." And he was like, okay. And I was like, "What's happening?" And he said, "There is a negative male energy that's attached to this mirror, and it's not good.
Oh,
it's not good." And I was like, "Oh, okay. So I'll get rid of it right now. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. I'll throw it out, you know." And then, yeah, thinking back, I got it from the poopy house.
Yep.
So there was something there that followed me there and there and there.
Yep.
Anyway, so. Yeah, we're like, and then we're realizing, wait, the leaks always, every single time, happened precisely above that mirror.
Yep.
In both apartments. Just in that one spot, nowhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And then it progressively got worse,
yep.
in other areas. But like, that's where it always started and was terribly, terribly wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I get rid of the mirror. Mm-hmm. And I have pictures of all this, by the way.
I know, I was going to say, like, when we have, because we did share some like pictures and videos, yes. of the leaks and stuff. Can you see the mirror in those videos?
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah. So yeah, you'll see the mirror in the videos of the leak. See, my ankle just cracked.
Yeah.
Not even moving. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, obviously, I mean, it's like late at night and I'm like, I am absolutely putting this mirror outside of our apartment.
Yep.
When I go to work tomorrow, I'll just throw it in the dumpster.
Yeah.
You know, I want no one to have this.
Yeah.
He cleared it, but still I was like, no, I don't. No one needs to have this mirror. Anyway, so I put it outside, go to sleep, get ready for work. I'm running super late.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, crap, this mirror. I really don't want this here anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I put it in the parking lot where I would just come back later today and get it.
And throw it.
Yeah. And throw it away. I get back from work and it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I have no idea. I mean, it's gone, so I don't know. I guess, whatever. Go on with our lives, whatever. A couple months goes by. And a friend of mine who lives relatively close to the apartment that I was in that first leaked.
Yep.
But she's in another building. She messages me and she goes, "Hey, I'm on the first floor of 3 floors.
Yep.
And I have a leak." And I was like, "What?" So that's like crazy because then third, second floor is probably getting real bad and then you're getting it. You know? Anyway, so I'm like, okay. So I go over to her house to talk about like what we did and how we handled it and whatever. And as I'm walking over there, I see on the second floor outside of their apartment was that mirror.
Right above the apartment of the girl you're trying to go to.
Precisely above the apartment I was my friend was in that had a leak.
Oh my gosh.
So it is continuing to wreak havoc on this apartment complex. And then from then I was like, you're on your own.
Like, whoever, get rid of the mirror.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you want, again, if you don't believe in ghosts and all that stuff, now you do, because there is no other plausible explanation why 3 separate buildings would have a leak precisely above the same mirror every single time.
Yeah. Yeah. For somebody on their own accord to then come be like, oh, yo, this mirror is weird. What's going on? It's so funny because like that story, and then obviously there's a ton of other like spooky stories that involve mirrors. Like, I mean, think about it. When we were young, we did the Bloody Mary thing and like all of that. Mirrors, I don't love, and I usually... I like a mirror, but I do use, okay, this is my witchiness going through.
Yeah.
I do use salt water and I'll draw a protective rune on a mirror.
Uh-huh.
So like every time I wash this mirror, I'll use salt water and draw a protective rune on the mirror. I don't mess with that stuff.
Heck no.
I love a mirror. I need a mirror. I will protect that mirror.
Yeah.
But especially because of that story. Wait, why did I think that mirror was tied to Hat Man?
No, that's way before.
Okay, well, now I need you to tell me the Hat Man story.
Okay, so buckle up.
Buckle up.
Because if I didn't convince you with the mirror story, this will convince you. Okay. So living in Utah, this is my very, very first apartment. So 2017, 2018. Mm-hmm. And I'm sleeping in my room and it's like I have my own bedroom. And I just keep waking up like week after week, multiple days within the week of just feeling like I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. And then when I look at the door, there was a shadow figure of a man wearing a top hat. And I'm not making this up. I swear to you.
I know.
It's terrible. But I was just like, okay, I'm just going to. Do the things like I'm going to pray. I'm going to sing the songs that make me feel happy and, you know, clear, whatever. I never mention this to my roommates.
Yep.
Because I already know that I'm kind of.
You're sensitive to the other side.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was like, I don't want to freak them out because we just moved in here and I don't want to be the weird girl that talks to ghosts. Anyway. So I never mention it to my roommates. I mention it to my family back home, but that is it.
Yeah.
And never around my roommates. So weeks of this go by. And eventually I'm just like, okay, you know what? I just need to buy a nightlight because this is just.
It's getting to be.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I get a nightlight and whatever. I'm like, I don't care. I'm an adult with a nightlight. Like, who cares? I need to sleep.
Yeah.
Anyway. So after a couple of weeks after I had stopped seeing this person, mm-hmm. my roommate comes to me and she says, hey, I have a really strange question to ask you. And I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. You know, what's up? And then she's like, yeah, so do you believe in ghosts? And I was like, yes. And she goes, okay, like safe space.
Got it. She's like, okay, cool. I'm fine to ask this next part of the question.
Yeah. So then she says, the last couple of weeks, I've been seeing a shadow in the corner, like by my door at night, like in the middle of the night, I'll wake up and there's a shadow by the door. And this is, it's definitely a man and it's wearing like a top hat. Mm. And I was like, what? Come again?
What?
Did you just say top hat?
Yeah.
And then she, yeah. You know, it's like the person's this tall, like, you know, I mean, gave every description that I had never spoken word to anybody in this apartment. Mm-hmm. Nobody. Mm-hmm. And she was able to describe it precisely. And then we talked to another roommate and she's like, oh yeah, the same thing. In the middle of the night, corner of her room,
oh,
by the
gosh.
Door. And then I asked another roommate because I was just like, who all is seeing this?
Yes. You
know? And one of my roommates said that she saw at the very end of a very, very long hallway. I mean, it's six bedrooms.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a very long hallway. At the end of the hallway, she would always see him. And so we were like, oh, we're calling everybody over here to cleanse this apartment because this is nuts. It was definitely a negative energy.
Yeah, yeah.
I do not want to invite that now. So don't come for me. Yeah.
Keep thinking I need to get more sage. I've got Palo Santo somewhere. Yeah, I have Palo Santo incense. So we're good.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah. But you listening, you're on your own.
Just kidding. Sorry.
No, but like, it was just so trippy because I was like, how are four separate people? Yeah. I never said anything.
Having the same experience around the same time.
Yeah, the same time, same description. Very, very tall man with black top hat. Like, just a shadow.
Yeah.
And it was like, you could tell it was from like, maybe like 1700s, 1800s, maybe like that kind of attire.
Yeah.
Where it was just like definitely not from this time. Anyway, they were able to describe it perfectly and I never said a word.
Oh, see, and the thing is like the top hat man is a really common thing that people talk about. And I don't know, they mostly talk about top hat man in terms of like their sleep paralysis type of thing.
Yeah.
Did you have sleep paralysis during the time? Like, were you able to still move or was it like, have you ever had sleep paralysis?
Yes.
Okay. Was it during one of those times?
I think the first few, yes.
Okay.
And then I finally was just like, okay, no, I'm not seeing that. I'm like trying to
like,
calm myself down. Like, no, I'm not. I'm seeing things. That's not real.
Yeah.
And then after a while, you're like, no, I'm seeing this.
I'm still seeing this. Exactly. Like the Hat Man theory. Let's see. Explanations range from sleep paralysis and psychological phenomena like shared archetypes or fear responses. While some view the Hat Man as a real entity, a popular scientific explanation is that it's a product of the brain's hallucinations during REM sleep. Nope.
It's definitely not. Because how did all four girls
do it? Exactly.
Four out of the six see this.
But anyway, it's a very common shadow figure that people see. And that's really scary.
It's terrifying.
Oh, I hate that. Oh my gosh. One of my other stories happened when I was working at a school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working at a school for children with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, there were stories of like some students would pass away. There was one time I was there pretty late, not like super, super late, but I was there. I was the only one there. And I was doing like some work on the computer or mm-hmm. something, and in the classroom. And then the classroom at a school for young kids, there's like toys.
Yeah.
And all of that, yeah. Right. While I was there in the classroom and I was working on stuff in the computer, there was this one toy that kept going off.
Oh.
And I was like, I wish I could remember what toy it was, but it was like a toy that would speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the crap? Like it just kept going off and mm-hmm. kept going off. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go find this toy. I went to go find the toy. The toy is switched off. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Like I find the toy, it is switched off. I push buttons, it's not doing anything.
Whoa.
I switch it on, then push buttons, and then it works, right? Yeah. But it is switched off. And at that point, I was like, okay, I feel a little bit weird. Like, I'm the only one here. That's creepy. Yeah. Like, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to go where there's other people. And so I, like, yeah. closed it all down and then left. And the next day, I talked to the teacher who I was assisting in that room. And she was like, I told her what happened. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, this toy went off. She's like, that was a favorite toy of a student that passed away.
Oh my gosh.
And oh. I was like, oh, okay, great. Oh, like oh it's gosh. Still really sweet, but it's also really creepy.
And so
she's
sad.
Like, I know. And she's like, sometimes I'll hear that one go off too. But like, if that toy goes off, it's this kid.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's
gosh.
Generally what I've been attributing it to. I'm like, oh.
Oh,
okay.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
I know. And then there was another time in that same classroom. It was during nap time and all of the kids are asleep. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we had a swing that hung in the middle, like a hammock swing that hung mm-hmm. in the middle of the room for, you know, sometimes it just would help calm the kids down mm-hmm. or, you know, like it's just a sensory thing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We'd never had anyone sleep by this swing because we're like, I mean, heaven forbid, like, yes, it's very secure in the ceiling, but mm. we don't want like to fall on the kid or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we never had any kids sleep by the swing. It's nap time. I'm doing work while all the kids are napping and my partner is on break. And the swing just starts swinging. And I was like, what the heck? And so I thought, okay, we had a student that would roll off of his mat uh-huh. sometimes and like would find a toy and like just make noise. He was nonverbal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, oh, he rolled over to the swing. I'll just go up and move him back to his mat.
Yeah.
So I stand up and I walk over and there's no one there.
Oh my gosh.
Like he is the kid I'm thinking it was safely on his mat, like definitely asleep. And this swing is just swinging. And I am like, okay. Ugh. And so I softly said like, it's okay if you play, but please don't wake up my kids. And then I never had any issues after that with the swing. But I was just like, it was, I thought, is the AC on strong? But it was yeah. swinging.
That's crazy.
And I was like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
And this was like noon, you know, the lights yeah. are all off. But all the kids are like, for once, every single kid in that room was asleep.
Wow.
Like normally there's like one or two that are open because like yeah. sleep rhythm, sleep patterns, yeah. things, like, you know, whatever. But every single kid was asleep, including the one that I thought it was that had rolled over and maybe was playing with a swing.
Terrifying.
Yeah. So.
I mean, that very, very sweet. But
very sweet, but scary at the like, same time.
Yeah. You're like, what am I looking at?
Yeah.
So a few other short instances that I've had, again, living in Utah. I'm driving to work. I'm jamming out to my music. This is my karaoke moment.
Trying to hype ourselves up yeah. to go to work.
For the corporate girly life.
We were working real hard trying to get there.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm driving and then I, you know, check my rearview mirror as everyone does as they drive. And I noticed that there's a younger boy sitting directly behind me.
Hmm.
Maybe teenager.
Oh, interesting.
Like dark hair. He was looking out the window and then we made eye contact and then he was gone.
Oh.
And I was like, all right. Guess cool. you want to ride to work?
Yeah. Cool. You need to ride to school. This is your stop. Okay.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Right. I know. What did you do at that point? Like,
I was just like, did I actually see that? And then I was like, no, I definitely did. Yeah, no, I just was like, all right, well, I mean, hopefully you had fun in here, I guess. I don't know.
Hope you had fun with carpool karaoke.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like when you're driving, like no one's behind you, but you feel like you're someone's behind your seat kicking it?
No.
Does that not? That never happens to you?
No.
I feel that all the time.
Becca, I feel like this is like a weird glitch in the matrix thing. I feel like in another life, you have kids that you're toting around to and from school.
Oh, for sure.
And like they're kicking your seat.
Yeah.
I've never felt that. Why are you so surprised?
I was like, oh, it's my imagination, whatever.
No.
No, it's definitely. Okay, it's definitely a thing. But no, I feel that. I feel that maybe a couple times a year.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
A couple times a year?
Yeah.
Rebecca.
But I can like definitely feel like the kicks. Like it's a kick in the
and
back
seat. It's not
seat.
Just like your muscle twinge or something. It's a kick.
No, I can definitely feel like it's
multiple.
Do we
multiple... need to sage your car?
Maybe.
We probably do.
Yeah, we probably do.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway, yeah, I feel that all the time. And I'm like, all right, you can hang out. Just be nice.
Just be nice to me. Stop kicking, please. Yeah.
All right. So this is the last one that I have for today's episode. Okay. So living in Utah again. This is COVID time. This mm-hmm. is like scary COVID time. Everyone's like BYU shut down.
Yeah.
All the schools are shut down. Everyone's gone. I'm there by myself. And it had been a roommate's birthday recently. And so they had streamers in the doorway of, you know, her bedroom.
Yeah.
Anyway, and the door's open and all of a sudden I'm sitting at the counter and behind me, like my back would be facing the streamers, where the streamers would be. Uh-huh. I just hear whoosh, you know, like the streamers move real quick, like psh, you know.
Okay.
As if someone's running by.
Yeah, running through the streamers?
No, just running by.
Oh.
And so I look and I'm like, what the heck? And the streamers are moving. And I'm like, okay, so I did hear that. And then I'm like, the fan's not on. There is no fan in here.
The AC's off.
The AC's off. There's no one in here.
The window's open?
No.
Weird.
I mean, it's like winter. It's like March.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
So, I mean, yeah, no. The air was not on. Nothing. And then it never happened again.
Oh, weird.
And so I was like convinced someone was in my apartment.
Yeah.
So I am barefoot. It's like 30 degrees outside. I'm in a short sleeve shirt and I grab my phone. And I think I grabbed my keys. Uh-huh. No, I didn't even grab my keys. I just grabbed my phone because my keys were in my room.
Oh my God.
So I grabbed my phone and I bolt out because I'm just like, what if somebody is in here and they're going to, I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
So I grab my phone and I stand out there for a good 20 minutes waiting for my brother to come over and check every little bit.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm standing in front of, like, not close to the door, but I can
Yeah.
very well see the door that if it were to open and someone were to come out, I definitely
would
see it.
Yeah.
Anyway, he checks the dryer. He checks the washer. He checks the showers, cabinets, everything. There is nobody in this apartment.
Weird.
Nobody.
Was this when you were on the top floor?
Yeah.
Was this when, did you have the mirror at this point?
No, this is post-mirror.
This is post-mirror.
Yeah.
Was there any kind of like an attic space or anything?
Not that I know of.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
Oh, it's scary.
No, isn't that crazy? And I'm like, okay, the streamers are coming down now. We're done.
We're done with the streamers.
Roommate, we celebrated the roommate's birthday enough. That's fine.
Did you tell the roommate what happened?
No.
She was like, oh, my streamers are done. Okay.
Well, she had left.
Oh, she was gone.
Okay, yeah. This is like school shut down.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
gone.
That's not, yeah.
Like, I mean, they took what they needed and then left thinking they'd be back in a few weeks.
Yeah, and it was...
And obviously not, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just left the streamers up and I was like, oh, cute, whatever, I'll just leave it up. No. Not took those that. Down immediately after that. I was like
I don't want to know anymore.
Nope, we're done.
Oh my gosh.
More birthday.
Oh, birthday's over. Well, I found some stories on Reddit that I can tell you.
Okay, I'm excited.
Okay. Growing up on an Indian reservation, almost everyone has a spooky story.
Yeah.
I know. I love these stories.
It's instantly.
I know. I'm instantly locked in.
I'm sad.
I was scrolling through these like Reddit things and I'm like, no. Indian reservation. Yes.
Yep.
I want to hear all the stories about this.
Yeah.
Please. Okay. One of the best ones I've ever heard was from one of my uncles when he was younger. He grew up on the Standing Rock Res, Fort Yates specifically. South of Fort Yates on the South Dakota side is a town called Mobridge. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. Or Mobridge. It's about 30 miles away. And when it's nice out, people from Fort Yates will walk that 30 miles to Mobridge for the bars and whatnot, usually catching a ride part way. It's an ugly little country road, and because alcoholism is so prevalent down there, there's been a lot of drunk driving deaths on that road. One morning, he's walking back from Mobridge after a night of drinking. It's like 6 a.m, and he said he figured he had slept and was sober enough to walk back. He said he had been walking for about an hour or so when he came over a hill and saw a girl walking from the field to meet him on the road. He said she was native and dressed in regular jeans and whatnot, but like super pretty. So he figured she was just some girl walking down to Mobridge or up to Fort Yates. Mm-hmm. So she meets up with him on the side of the road and she starts talking to him. He said she was asking him if he was hungry, saying he looked really tired and that he should come with her to her home so that he could eat and rest. He asked her where she lived because he didn't see a house, and she just pointed to the trees about a mile away. He thought the trees probably blocked the house so he couldn't see it. He said she just about convinced him to go with her when he happened to look down and saw that her feet were backwards.
Oh!
He said he froze, stopped talking, and turned around to start walking back towards Mobridge. She was following him, telling him that he's going to die on that road and he should just come back to her home.
Oh,
she was following him, telling him that he was going to die on that road and he should just come back to her home because it'll be warm and then he could also sleep with her.
Mm-hmm. Sleep.
Sleep. He wants sleep.
Got it.
But he just ignored her and kept walking, not saying another word. He said she must have followed him for another 15 minutes before a car coming from Fort Yates stopped and picked him up. As he was getting in the car, she kept telling him not to get in because he was going to die in that car in an accident.
Jeez.
When he got in and they started driving, he asked the people in the car if they had heard what she said, but they told him that he was walking alone.
Oh my gosh.
In our culture, we have these things whose name roughly translates to tree witch, and he was fully convinced that's what was talking to him that morning.
Oh.
Isn't that so creepy? When I read he looked down and her feet were backwards,
yeah,
my mouth dropped. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so scary.
Yeah, no.
It's like AI couldn't get the hands right.
Exactly.
The tree witch couldn't get the feet right.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that scary?
I mean, obviously he didn't die. Oh, she was just trying to lure him.
I think she was trying to lure him to,
oh my gosh,
you know, whatever happens in those moments.
That's terrifying.
Okay, this one's kind of sweet.
Okay.
But spooky.
Oh.
Okay. All right, this Redditor writes, when my daughter was 7, she kept asking me why I was smoking in her room late at night. I was a smoker at the time, but I never smoked in her room. I never smoked upstairs at all. I told her that I sure wasn't smoking in her room late at night or at any time, but she was insistent that someone was coming in, sitting on her bed, and smoking. I was kind of freaked out, but I knew nobody was sneaking into our house just to catch a late night smoke in my daughter's room.
Yeah.
The house had belonged to the in-laws of my daughter's teacher at the time. So her teacher had asked her how she liked the new house and her new room. And of course, my kid says, it's great, but someone smokes in my room at night and mom swears it's not her.
Mm-hmm.
So on parent conference night, the teacher pulls me aside and asks which bedroom our daughter sleeps in. I tell her and she says, I don't know what you believe and I don't want to offend you. The daughter says someone is sitting on her bed and she smells cigarette smoke late at night. I'm getting ready for a deserved lecture on smoking around children, which I did not get. The teacher went on to tell me that her mother-in-law wasn't allowed to smoke due to health issues and that she would sneak into what was now my daughter's room at night for a few quick drags. My daughter's bed was in the middle of her favorite clandestine smoking spot. We actually lived in harmony with Hazel the ghost for quite some time. She had an annoying habit of putting things back where she thought they belonged, but otherwise she was a fine ghost. She had said in life that she had no intentions of leaving her house even after death. I did end up having to have a chat with her about her chosen smoking spot, and that stopped pretty quickly.
Whoa! What?
Oh, isn't that funny?
That's wild.
Like, this ghost is like, look, I'm gonna smoke in life, I'm gonna smoke in death,
yeah,
and I'm gonna smoke in the same spot. I don't care what child is there.
That is nuts.
But yeah, so those are some spooky stories. We want to hear your spooky stories though.
Yes.
So like we said, there's a link in our description.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We'll put the link in our bios. We'll share the link on socials, all mm-hmm. of that. We want to hear all of your ghoul gang submissions.
Yes.
It could be Glitch in the Matrix. It could be ghost stories. It could be serial killer run-ins. Scare our pants off.
No, literally. I would love to.
I want to not sleep. I don't sleep anyways. Yeah. Let's just make this a thing.
You know what? It's so funny because when I was a kid, I was petrified, terrified of anything paranormal, anything thriller movies.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
But like, as an adult, I'm like, yeah, tell me more about the spooky
yeah.
skinwalker thing.
Please. I like to hear all the skinwalker type stories. I think I started watching that one on Hulu, The Skinwalker Ranch. It's so stupid. It's just an hour of nothing every single episode. It's so dumb.
It's a waste of time.
It really is. But yeah, I want to hear all of that stuff. Like, I love hearing, there's another podcast. This isn't the benefit I'm going to share, but another podcast called Radio Rental. That if you like these kinds of stories, you might like that. It's done, hosted by Rainn Wilson playing a character.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Payne Lindsay, who is known to do, he's a true crime podcaster.
Mm-hmm.
And he solves some true crimes through his podcast, which is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. But he goes and interviews people on their creepy stories of things that have happened
That's
to them.
Crazy.
And there's some like crazy things on that podcast that are really interesting.
I love Radio Rental.
It's so good. Episode 2. The second story is one of my favorite Glitch in the Matrix. It's so good. I can't explain it properly.
Yeah.
But
oh,
like,
my gosh.
Oh, it's so good. Do you want to hear a benefit?
I absolutely do. Let's brighten
okay.
the room up with a benefit.
Okay, so I have a benefit to share with you guys.
Okay.
And this is an app.
Ooh. Okay.
And it's called the I Am app.
Ooh.
I don't know if you know this. I think you may have had this before.
Uh-huh.
Basically, it is an app that has affirmations
mm.
and it will send you notifications every once in a while with an affirmation for you to say. And it sets a goal for you to say like 20 affirmations a day. So whether that's wow. like essentially what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to click then on the affirmation and then uh-huh. say it and stuff, or you go into the app at least once a day and they have you check off 20 affirmations.
Wow.
That you say. Or I think you can set a limit.
Yeah.
But it's really nice. You know, there's definitely times where it'll pop up on my phone. I'm like too busy to really pay attention to it or to say the affirmation. But to me, it's kind of fun because it feels like little nods from the universe sometimes
mm-hmm.
with things that I need to hear in that exact moment.
Mm-hmm.
There's been times where they've popped up on my phone at 11:11 and I'm like, this is really nice. I like this.
Yeah.
And they range from anywhere to be like, I am healthy and I, mm-hmm. you know, treat my body with respect and love, or one that I screenshotted was, I am in a constant flow of my most inspiring reality. I am open to receiving magic. There's things about like self-worth, self-love. The universe will never give you peace in something you were never meant to settle in.
It's mm-hmm. a good one.
Repeat after me. This was my last year of me tolerating less than I deserve. Things like that. So like you can select what types of affirmations you're interested in
mm-hmm.
and then it'll show you more of those types of affirmations. And then if you find one that you really like, there's a way for you to save it. You don't have to screenshot them, but there's a way for you to save it both on the app and like to reference. But then also there's a way for you to download it to your phone and use as your wallpaper. But it's just a nice little thing.
That's really cool.
That's like, you know, just sweet little reminders throughout the day of
yeah.
who you are and who you're aspiring to be, and just ways to, you know, bring a little bit of positivity to your life
yeah.
throughout the day. I mean, we're always on our phones anyway, and we get these yeah. notifications. I turn a lot of my notifications off for socials,
mm-hmm.
but like, it's nice to have positive notifications every once in
yeah.
a while. So it's called nice. The I Am app, and I highly recommend it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I downloaded that a while ago, a couple years ago. I don't know why I deleted it, but yeah, no, it's so good because yeah, you know, I got a text and you look at your phone and it's like, I am powerful.
Exactly.
And then you're, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
But it's just fun little like blurbs that pop up every mm-hmm. once in a while. And I think you can set it up to be random as well, like throughout the day.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, whenever, random time.
Yeah. I have it set up so like just random times whenever. It doesn't always pop up at 11:11. Like
yeah.
it's funny when they do show up at that time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there's something that in the algorithm of it that does it at that time. But
yeah.
like I still just think it's a nice little notification from the universe.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's nice when you're like, oh, my phone's going off. Like you said, like, oh, I got a text. And you're like, oh, it's a text from the universe.
Yeah.
Like, it's cute.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That actually reminds me of a website where you can send your future self letters.
Stop. Really?
Yeah. I've done this a few times, actually. I do not remember when the next one is coming, but I did send myself one from years ago. And I was like, I want to forget when this is going to come. But you can send yourself an email.
Future me, write a letter to your future self.
Yeah. And you can be like, I want to send it tomorrow at 2 p.m. Or you can be, I want to send it in 2030.
That's so smart. I'm going to do this.
Anyway, it's so fun because, yeah, you're just like, when you receive them, you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot I did that.
Yeah. You know? Okay, so it says deliver in 6 months, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, or choose a date. And yeah, you just write dear future me, and then you write an email, you put in your email address, and then it will just send to you in the future.
Yeah.
They said they've sent over 20 million letters in 20 years.
It's crazy. It's so cool. Highly recommend.
That's so nice. And you can make it public or private. I guess you can, they post their letters publicly so that people like us can go and read what they've written to their future yeah. selves. Like this person says, dear future me, you are now 1 week away from your first exam. Take some time to see if you have been following through with the strategies that support your tactile learning style. Have you been using flashcards, drawing diagrams, staying physically engaged, and taking short breaks? Like, just that's yeah. cute. Like, yeah, sending yourself little reminders or little, yeah. like, I want to do that.
I know. It's so fun.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. A little double whammy benefit, I guess.
Two benefits in one, baby.
You know what? It's when you mentioned 11/11, it reminded me, I have a group chat with a few friends of mine that one is in Arizona, uh-huh. one's in Texas, one now is, she was in Utah, but she's now in Pennsylvania. Uh-huh. Obviously, the time zones are very different, yeah. you know? Anyway, it was
1/11.
It was 1/11 p.m. And I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, it's 1/11, make a wish. And I was like, that means in Arizona, it's 2:22. And in Texas, it's 3:33. And then I like sent it, like I'm sending all these things. And then I'm like realizing, wait, that's not how that works. Hold on.
That's not how time works. That means works.
It's 2:11.
Yeah. And 3:11.
Not 2:23.
That's so funny.
Anyway,
I love it.
But yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed all the spooky stories.
Yes, send us more spooky stories. We have lots more of spookiness coming at you this week, this yes. month in October. Okay. So next week, we are going to do a movie. We do have some, you know, movie themes still happening. Mm-hmm. So next week, I'm going to tell Becca about a scary movie.
So excited.
So get ready for that.
Yes.
It's going to be a grand old time.
I'm so excited. And if you're not excited for the movie, let me just say our outfits. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Nope.
But you will want to see this.
You will want to see this.
If you thought this was cute, just wait. And you thought next week was cute, just wait. It gets better and better. Anyway, so yeah, we've got some fun things in store. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Okay. Well, love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. And make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and share.
Yes. You thought some of my spooky stories were fun? Share with your friends. Yes. Even if you didn't think they were spooky, share with your friends.
Please share with your friends. Make sure you submit your spooky stories so we yes. can talk about those
yeah.
this month.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yay.
Yay. I love Halloween.
Like, me too.
Look, okay. It's freaking bats.
Freaking bats.
I love Halloween. Anyway.
All right. Alrighty. Well, we love you so much.
Love ya.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Ditch the clocks and deadlines, time is ours to define. In this world that's all mine, we let our spirits shine. Binging with benefits, sisters watching flicks, it's the perfect fit.